Star, W2 T-Mobile. W2 T-Mobile.
4YR.
W2T.
Sir, good morning, good morning. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
I hope so. I got to work outside this morning. This is Rusty. I'm over here in Spartanburg, headed to Asheville right now.
His name here is Jimmy, November 4, Yankee Romeo, the call sign. Yeah, we're Mobile over here off of 14, and been working on a couple little antenna projects here on my Jeep, and I hope I'm making the repeater quieting.
Quieting, no problem there. Yeah, Jimmy, I listened to you talk, and I've talked to you once before, not for very long, because you got in, you were getting out when I got in, so. Yeah, and I know you're the guy with the 6-meter repeater that I got to get some information on here one of these days when I have time. I don't have a 6-meter antenna up per se, but my loop, full 80-meter loop I've got just happens to tune on 6 meters. So I don't know whether it'll work on a FM for that or not, so I'll have to find out one of these days.
I tell you what, 6 meters is definitely the magic band. I had a 6-meter repeater up on Mount Mitchell for about 26 years. Well, actually about 28 years, to tell you the truth. And when I first put that thing up, Rusty, we had a slogan up there. And it, they wrote an article on it in Sierra Magazine back then. And it says, covering Dixie like the dew. And oh my goodness, we used to have a ball on that thing up there. We'd have a trader's net on Friday night. And it wasn't nothing to have 200 check-ins. We had actually 2 net control operators. We used to have a fantastic time. You might have seen the banner down at Shelby Hempfest, and we had a big old banner down there that the banner said covering Dixie like to do. I tell you, a lot of people that's never experimented with 6 meters, it's definitely the magic band. You can be on it now. About the latter part of March, April, May, and June is when that old sporadic heat starts coming in, and you'll hear stations from all over the globe, just about. And it's a cool band. It really is.
A few people on voice and one or two on CW on that band, but I have worked a bunch of FT8 on that band a couple of times, so let me get out from in front of this car that's trying to run over me. Lady went, I was trying to get out of in front of her, and she pulled over by where I was going, so anyway, but yeah, out here on 26, and it's a madhouse this morning.
I normally go 14 and come out up there to exit 1 on that 26 and then go down to 108 and cut across 108 and go head back towards Rutherfordton and head into Morganton, and then hit 40 and head back to Fancy Gap, Virginia. That's my home QTH, but our fiance, she lives down here in Greenville. And so we're going to try to have to figure out which residence we're going to live. But yeah, I'd like to see a little bit of activity on that 6-meter. It's got a pretty good footprint from Paris Mountain up there.
I'm not set up to work repeaters on that frequency, but I've worked a couple of. You know, like I said, I worked a couple of stations direct on 6-meter, and it's always fun, and every now and again, in fact, I was listening the other night, and there was some FT8 on 6-meter, so I was listening to that the other night. I wasn't feeling good, so I didn't get on the radio. I just had it on and was listening because I was doing some other stuff at the computer, and just trying to get some things done. Yeah, I don't get on the interstate too much. I try to go, but to go from Spartanburg up to Asheville, where I've got to go, it's right off the interstate anyway, so, and and this is the quickest way to get up there, because the other way was going to take me an hour and 40 minutes to go to the back roads, and this way it only takes me an hour and 17 minutes. So we'll see how it works out, and get things, hopefully I can get things done and get back home today. And have a chance to stop and see Bob, NT7J, up there in Hendersonville when I get through working. So he and I are good friends. And oh, Jimmy, so I'm going to start losing this repeater here shortly. I'm getting up in the area where it's going to start getting bad. So I'm going to go ahead and sign with you and say be safe out there on the road, and we'll talk to you later. W2T, clear on your final.
Certainly was a pleasure. Yes, sirree. Definitely a pleasure. And, yeah, we'll do it again real soon. Yeah, I'm kind of getting familiarized with some of the amateur radio operators in this area. I tried to get on the net a couple times and get familiarized with some of the folks. But anyway, we're definitely new in the area. But yeah, if you get a chance, stick you up a J-pole, 6-meter J-pole, or something vertical polarized, and jump over there on that FM 6-meter repeater with us. Enjoy having you. 73s, be safe. Going up that Saluda Mountain. Getting up there is really bad. Have a good one, Rusty. Enjoyed it. N4YR,
W4DJW. Hey, Jimmy, Dave here. I heard you over there bring up that repeater. But my handhelds, I got two handhelds that'll get into it, and I had a question for you. They only transmit 1 watt, but I'm only 2 miles away from Paris Mountain by the way the crow flies. But I did have a question for you about how the tone works on that repeater.
I hear you. Good to hear you, Dave. N4YR. Yeah, it's got a PL tone of 100 hertz. And, yeah, just when you set your offset, just go ahead and go to your tone chart and enter 100 hertz, and that brings it up. I can take the tone off. I guess that's probably what I need to do until people get familiarized with it. I can turn the tone off there, Dave, but hey, listen, I really enjoyed our QSO the other day, and I really did, and hey, we'll do it again real soon, QSL.
Okay, well, I tried to answer you just a minute ago. Here's my question about the tone, is I have one handheld that I was able to bring it up, but it was like I wasn't getting any audio through, and when I would throw my call sign out there, when I'd let up, the repeater was halfway through identifying itself. Like, it heard me bring it up, but it didn't hold it up. It brought it up like my handheld was doing a burst tone right at the beginning of the transmission, and you're looking for a continuous tone the whole time of the transmission, because it was like my burst tone brought it up, but then it let it down, so it identified itself. And then when I unkeyed after identifying myself, it was almost finished identifying itself. So it was like my tone wasn't working. So I switched from PL tone, to just straight tone on my handheld, to TSQL tone, like a tone squelch tone. Like you require, it appears to me that you require a continuous tone. And if you only use a burst tone, all you can do is bring it up, but you can't hold it up. Is that correct?
Absolutely, that's correct, Dave. Yeah, you've got to hold a continuous tone on the PL100. Yeah, burst tone only, it will key it up. And then when you unkey, if you hold the key down, then it won't hold the repeater in. Would you like to go back over? And if you want to go back over, we'll be glad to go back over with you. And if you've got a PO tone programmed in, or I can actually turn the tone off and say you're transmitting 1 watt on your HT QSL?
QSL, and I've got four radios that'll get into it. One's an SDR on a computer. It's a computer radio. One is a IC7000, which I use for APRS, so I have to go through a lot of hassle to get it switched over. But it has more power. It could do 100 watts. And the other one is like 20 watts using an amplifier. It's 10 watts by itself, 20 watts if I amplify it. And then my two handhelds are 1 watt apiece. And one of the handhelds, I've tried both TSQL and tone, and on tone, it could bring it up, but it couldn't hold it because I would hear it identifying itself after I brought it up, after I identified myself, so I know we were identifying ourselves at the same time. And then on the other one, which its battery is no good because it's an old handheld, and it's out of good batteries that'll hold a charge, so I have to plug an airplane battery into it. You can see I'm jumping through hoops here. I'm trying to figure out how to be able to get some consistency out of the equipment that I've got to be able to get on it. But it took me a little while to get set up to go over there, and I was in the middle of writing some code at the moment, so I'm going to get back to that. But I did want to say good morning to you, and I did have that question about tone. So now I know I was right in my assumption. You know, you never really know. You can make assumptions all day long, and sometimes they can be wrong. But it's good to know that it's continuous tone that it requires. So I can look for which one of my solutions has continuous tone rather than burst tone. That was my main question I wanted to get asked today. But I was monitoring when you threw your call sign out there and asked if anybody was monitoring. I just couldn't get back into it with you know, one of the four combinations that I got that'll do that. I just couldn't get back into it before you left. I tried, but it takes me a little while. I'm kind of slow. W4DJW.
I'm going to go over there and actually turn the tone off, and I'm just kind of curious. I'm going to go over and actually turn the tone off. Now, normally, I've got another 6-meter repeater that I'm going to link that repeater to later on, as soon as I get some time. I want to try to link those two together. I'm going to link them through UHF from Parrish Mountain back to, actually, the repeater is called, it's Cool Springs, but it's right outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, off of Interstate 40, and it's up on a 1,800-foot tower, and that repeater's been there for years and years, and if I can get a full quad-in signal on UHF, from I'm gonna have both Yagi antennas horizontal polarized, and that way I'll get a better signal. And that way, if I can get the linking part of it full quieting, that's gonna be a cool deal. That can open up a lot of coverage for this area. Plus, the guys back up in North Carolina, back up around Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, all that area will be able to be into the repeater if they're full quieting as well. But yeah, that's a cool deal. I don't think too many people in this area are you know, ever worked 6 meters. Now, I remember back years ago when I had the 6-meter repeater up on Mount Mitchell, we had a lot of activity out of Greenville, Greer, all the counties surrounding the greater Greensboro, or should I say Greenville area. But I don't think too many people in this area were actually ever worked FM 6-meter.
I think you're right, and that's my first time on doing that. Other than I did 10 meters FM on that New York repeater, that when 10 meters opens up, you can talk to it just about anywhere. I did that from here, 10 meters to New York on FM many years ago, but I haven't done 6-meter FM until now. That's why it's kind of intriguing. But I did just get my handheld up that I think can hit it, and I did put it on one of my airplane batteries. So if you're going to go over there, I'll go over there. Now, my 1 watt from where I am is pretty scratchy. It can get in, so I'm just warning you, I'll be very, very scratchy. Until I did work on making a J-pole, or actually a Slim Jim, I use that European, that guy over in the UK, he's got a calculator on the webs on his website that lets you plug in what frequency you want, and he tells you how to build either a Slim Jim or a J-Pole that's made out of 450-ohm ladder line. So I did build one of those, but I chopped it up too much trying to get the SWR too close. So I got to go back and do that. I got to go back and work on that some more. But if you want to go over there, I'll go over there for a minute. Now I've got this other one running, and but just a fair warning, I'll be pretty scratchy on my 1 watt W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, I'll QSY over with you and turn the tone off. And, we'll see if we can hear you. Yeah, I tell you what, if you get a chance today sometime, go to Google and enter 6-meter dominator antenna. Look at that antenna. I recommend that if you'd ever buy a monobander antenna for 6 meters, that you can actually work FM and sideband on. Check that antenna out. It's awesome. It's called a 6-meter dominator, and it's actually made over in Italy. And they've come out with some new feed line too that's absolutely awesome, and some new type end connectors, UHF connectors. They've really come out with some good stuff. Okay, I'll QSY. Catch you over there, Dave, and I'll bring the tone down. N4YR, clear in QSY.
All right, I'll see you over there. I think my tone will work. I don't know that it's necessary, but if you want to do that, that won't hurt either. But anyway, I'll see you over there. W4DJW, QSY, 53.63. N4YR, W4DJW. Nothing heard. W4DJW, standing by.
QSY back over here, N4YR.
N4YR, W4DJW. Yeah, propagation just is not in my favor with my 1 watt. I can't hit it today like I could yesterday. It just depends on the day as to whether or not 1 watt will make it in, and today's just not the day.
I'm going to have to just put you up a outside vertical J-pole, or, like you said, get some 400 ladder line and find you a good limb and just toss it across the limb and keep it vertical polarization, and you shouldn't have any problem. I've got to check something out. I tried to bring the tone, the PO tone off, but apparently I have programmed some other stuff on some Lincoln, and I'm going to have to go back and find my cheat sheet that I had everything written down.
Okay. Well, I was bringing up my SDR radio that'll do 10 watts, but it's the one that I talked to you on the very, very first time that I was horizontally polarized and you were vertically polarized. And so you could hear me and we could talk, but it was really low for both of us. We lost a lot of dB through the polarization. So I was going back over there to see if I can get that one to work. I think it does continuous tone rather than burst tone. But anyway, I won't keep you. And I do need to get back to what I was working on. But I just heard you in there, and I heard you, asking if anybody was monitoring, and just let you know I am. And I'll be coming up to speed on hardware eventually. It might not be immediately, but I will be coming up to speed on the hardware, because it is good to have, more than one option like that. And I think 6 meters will probably outperform 2 meters in a lot of ways with your setup that you're doing. So just like to encourage you to continue on. It just might take people in this area a little while to come up to the same speed. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I want to definitely make some improvements on that 6 meter too, far as coverage. Would it be convenient for you to maybe me give you a phone call later into the day? There's something I need to talk with you about. Would it be convenient for you for maybe me give you a call in a couple hours or so?
Yeah, that should work. Let's see, it's almost 10 now. Like you're talking like sometime around between noon and 1.
Phil?
Yeah, that should work. That'd give me time to finish up what I was working on now. But absolutely. Yeah. I'll look forward to your call.
All righty. Sounds great. Yeah, there's some questions I'd like to ask you and kind of pick your brain here just a little bit. Okay, 73's to you. Good morning to you. And we got some chores we need to do for you. So let me get started and say 73's to you. Talk to you later. N4YR.
Okay, Jimmy, we'll catch you in a little bit. N4YR, W4DJ, W clear.